I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Jesus Films Chief of Staff Scott Pendleton says terrorism has hindered them from working in some areas, but they haven't lost hope.
It is our hope that as things settle down in some of these areas, that the people that are there locally will be asking more life questions and be evaluating what they believe and what those who are maybe causing the persecution, what they believe. So hopefully, over time, the environment will be such where ministry can continue more than it is right now.
Meanwhile, a long-awaited funeral ceremony took place in Thailand for its late Princess Galyani. The six-day mourning period has temporarily eased the political tensions between the People's Alliance for Democracy and Thailand's new prime minister. AMG International's Roger Thomas says, thankfully, political drama has had little effect on their newspaper evangelism program.
This year, just so far, through September, 404 people have enrolled in the Bible Correspondence Course. And 41 have accepted the Lord as their Savior.
These are already greater numbers than years prior. Pray that the ministry would have continued success in Thailand, especially in light of the confusion and political turmoil. And Vision Beyond Borders is raising $150,000 to expand an orphanage in Nepal. The children's home is overcrowded, and Vision hopes to purchase land so a larger facility can be built. A larger building would allow for more orphans to be taken off the streets of Nepal, where they often fall prey to slavery or child prostitution. Vision Beyond Borders matches orphans with sponsors who can pay for their needs. Pray for sponsors who can make the literal difference between life and death. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.